Foran goes wide again. Khan Pereira stops and starts. Oh, he's lightning.
Oh, he certainly is. That try on the weekend, it looked like someone had blown the whistle and told everyone to stop. And what do you have, about a metre of room?
It was one of the great finishes that I've seen in the modern game. I mean, it wasn't the big dive. It wasn't the big, you know, ball in the corner. But for someone who's played on the wing and someone who's had to, who's been in that position to finish in that amount of space, was something special.
Well, he's on the phone right now. Lofiana Khan Pereira joining us right now on Sports Day. How are you? Can we call you Lofi?
Luffy.
Luffy?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Awesome, mate. Hey.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mate, like I said, mate, I was so impressed with your try on the weekend, but equally as impressed with the start of your season. I mean, you made your debut in round one. I read earlier in the year that you felt like this was the year. This was where that first grade spot was in reach. And you said that you'd change. You said you'd become a better person off the field and on the field. What do you mean by becoming a better person off the field that would bring that opportunity within reach for you?
I did say that this year was the year, and lots of things changed off and on the field. I guess just, I think the focus side of things, I always thought like playing rugby was just like having fun and just like another day of just having fun, I guess. And then I never really took the little detail side of things seriously. So once I mashed them together, playing sport, like playing rugby and having that detail in it, then it became more passionate for me.
Yeah, that's good, mate. Well, you can certainly see the results. And I guess, you know, at the top level, that's what it's all about, mate. It's about getting those little things right, because you've certainly got the skill. What, mate, tell us, you know, what's your backstory? You've been in the Titans for 3 years, but where were you before that?
Yeah.
Where did you grow up? Where did you play? Because I see that you're available for Queensland, right?
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay. I must be born in New South Wales.
We can continue now, Luffy. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Where did you get started?
I was a bit of a late comer. I started rugby when I was 10 years old. I never knew about rugby until I moved to the GC. So I was born in Lismore.
Yep.
And then we moved to GC when I was 10. Didn't know what rugby was. Played soccer before. And then I started my junior footy at Burley Bears. And, yeah, ever since then, just created a pathway to join the Gold Coast Titans and made a couple of rep sides, Queensland, Southeast Queensland, and did a bit of touch. Yeah, and then stuck to it, and now I'm playing for the Gold Coast Titans.
And, mate, killing it as well. This upsets me, and Rat's pointing at me, just having a good old laugh while you're talking. I'm a Blues supporter. It's another one. It's another New South Wales kid who could potentially pull on the Maroons jersey. What, you don't want to put on a Maroons jersey?
Yeah, you do, Luffy. Yeah,
do you?
Do. It's the best thing
Seriously,
ever.
Seriously, mate, you got
don't
to be
listen
a blue.
To him.
You got to be a blue through and through.
It is kind of hard choosing, but yeah, like I said, like I didn't know what rugby was until I moved up to GC. Sorry. I guess just like where I found rugby was in Queensland.
Nice.
Look, I'm glad you found the game, mate, because you've really impressed Matt Rogers. I got to ask you, if you didn't play rugby league or any, you know, egg ball shaped sport when you were growing, what did you do as a kid? Like, what sport did you play growing up in Lismore?
I played a lot of tiggy, to be honest. I was always running around with my cousins and my brother and my sisters, just always running. Yeah, so if it wasn't with a boy, it was always just running up hills with my cousins and family, yeah.
Oh, that's good, mate. Well, you just keep running, all right? Just keep avoiding those people in the other coloured jerseys. Mate, tell me, how are you finding it? I mean, you've been around the top squad for a few years now, but now to be a part of it, and I know, you know, that first game, there's a real novelty factor to it. It's your first game in the NRL, but you've been there for a few games now, and it becomes a little bit more job-like. How are you finding the pressures of being an NRL player and the challenges week in, week out that come with having to perform every time you step on the field?
Honestly, it's a massive step from Q Cup to NRL. At the start, I was a bit nervous, and I definitely needed a couple more games to warm up into it. Because, I think I was just a couple games. I was just worrying about, like, it's NRL. It's finally the spot I want to be at. I just want to be more comfortable if I got those couple of rounds out of the way. And now, like, I think I am a bit more comfortable, and as it proved on the weekend, and hopefully we can just get better from now on.
Yeah, I think a great team is a team that competes with each other week in, like day in, day out at training. I noticed Chris Randall has come in for Sam Verrills, and, man, he's put his hand up to say he wants to give the coach a headache in decision-making when he's picking the hooker when Sam comes back. What is it like amongst the group there at training? You're all competing hard for positions, obviously, but is there a great camaraderie amongst the group?
Yeah, 100%. There's always that competition side of things at training, and all the boys sometimes do forget that they are in the same team and sometimes push it, but I think it's what we need at the moment, and definitely, like, keeps boys on their toes to push that extra to keep their position. So, yeah, congratulations to Randy. He's definitely deserved it, and, yeah, and he's killing it for us at the moment.
Yeah, good to hear. Mate, what I love about you as well, you're not one of these 6-foot-something, you know, 110-kilo wingers. you're like a Matt – you're out of the Matt Rogers school of wingers.
I love it.
What are you, about 80 kilos, ringing wet? Yeah,
he's not even 6 foot, mate.
No, he's 181 centimetres.
Yeah.
Coming from the Burley Bears last year, I mean, you've lost your mullet, so that would have taken a few kilos off you as well, which I don't know. I can't believe you lost your mullet. That was an outstanding mullet. But, mate, have you had to beef up in the off season?
Yeah, that was one of the key points that I wanted to get into and finally put a bit of weight on and a bit of timber. That was definitely a key point to put improve on.
Mate, you should be in here at the Sports Day studio. How many cakes? What are you eating over there,
mate? I had a caramel slice and a cup of tea.
Matt's trying out for the front. He's after a front row position at the Titans.
As quick as him now. So.
There's Krispy Kreme donuts in the fridge as well. You've got a contract. For this year with the Titans, and you are going well. 3 tries from 3 games. I was really impressed as well with your form in that trial against the Dolphins. I think you had about 3 tries or something.
The first two minutes or something.
Yeah, and you looked amazing on the wing. Have they spoken to you about extending your contract beyond this year?
Yeah, they definitely have. I guess just like little talks then and there. I think they've told me to just focus on playing, because if I have contracts in my head or in the way of me playing, that it could I just don't want to get a big of a head.
Yeah.
So I think I just want to improve on myself and show people that I can handle NRL grade, and I just want to show not just Titans but everyone else that I can be an NRL player.
Well, you're certainly showing it, mate. And one way to not think about contracts is get that club to put a big long one in front of you with lots of zeros and a big number in the front. Then you can forget about contracts. Mate, you deserve it. You're doing an amazing job. Tell me, what are your goals for this year? What? When you started this year, obviously it was to play in the NRL. You're doing that now. Have you got any other bigger goals that you're trying to set yourself to achieve?
To be honest, not at the moment. I don't have set goals, but if there's any close ones, any close thoughts that I have, is probably just to keep my spot, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, mate, it's a good place to start. It's what you're doing right now is you are impressing a lot of people who are watching the game of rugby league. We've all been super impressed. Your humility really comes through as well, mate. So congratulations.
Yeah, good to hear.
You're doing a great job. And we look forward to watching you week in, week out.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much for the support.
Alofiana Khan Pereira, mate, good luck with the rest of the season. Quickly before you go, I just want to ask you this one last question. Mate, who's your hero?
My hero is my dad. yeah, my hero is my dad. He's always been there for me and always pushed me there to get to where I am today. And without him, I don't know where I'd be right now.
All right, mate. Good luck. That's awesome, buddy. Really nice to hear. Good luck against the Cowboys up in Townsville this weekend with the Titans. And thanks for joining us on Sports Day.
Cheers, guys. Thank you so much for having me.